I think rational but slightly sceptical Thomas is probably a better name, but you missed that. That was at Harper's State. So, there you go. I'm not doing that one again. Now, I wonder, we're going to test your knowledge of some Bible stories, okay? Yeah. Okay. Now, I want you to think back to the story of Noah. Okay, so thinking about the story of Noah, and the question is, what happened to Noah while he was building the ark? He was building the boat, but what happened to Noah? So God told him to build a massive ark, and he built it, and what happened to him while he was building it? Anyone know? Come on, rack your brains. Any of the younger people know? David knows. Okay. There's lots of muttering going on. Why is he asked? It's not that hard a question, really.
He got mocked, didn't he?
He got mocked. All his friends thought, we're miles away from the sea. What on earth are you doing building this big boat here? What a stupid thing to do. And to be fair, they were right. It was a stupid thing to do. Why would you build a really big boat miles away from the sea? Now, we know the end of the story, that Noah was proved right. He had heard what God was saying, and his friends were wrong. And we won't go into what happened to them. But that's Noah. Okay, now Moses. Moses is a good guy in the Bible. You heard the story of Moses. He didn't build anything. He was walking along one day, and he saw a bush that was a bit different to the other bushes because it was on fire but not burning up. And God spoke to him, and he led the people of Israel out of Egypt, and all the plagues and all this cool stuff, if you've ever watched The Prince of Egypt, like happened to Moses. Now, could anyone, the younger people might not know this, but some of the older people might, what happened to Moses when he got into the desert with the people of Israel? What happened to him? They started grumbling. They grumbled at him, they whinged, and they moaned, and they groaned, and they said to him, we'd have been better off dead than being with you, which is not a nice thing to say to anybody, is it? And so Moses. Now, skipping forward a bit, one of my favourite stories, who knows what happens to Daniel? The story of Daniel. So Daniel's told he can't pray, and he prays, and what do they do to him?
They put him in the lion's den.
They put him in the lion's den. That's not good news, is it? That is not what you want to happen to you. You're just doing your thing, praying, saying your prayers every day like you've always done, and they come and they throw you in the lion's den. Now, it turned out all right for Daniel, didn't it? Because the lions didn't eat him. So in Martha's little book, there's a picture of a nice big angel who stops the lions from eating Daniel. But he must have been pretty scared, I would have thought. Not a good thing. Not a good thing. Now, why are we looking at what's happened to some of these Old Testament people? Well, in our reading this morning, we listened... I can put this back on now, can't I? Well, I haven't told it. There we go. We listened to a little bit from the book of Acts. And the religious leaders and rulers have got the apostles. It doesn't tell us which ones specifically, the apostles. And they put them in prison. Oh, come on. Give me something to work with. They put them in prison. That's it. Well done. There we go. Thank you. Now, that wasn't very nice, was it?
No.
What were they doing? They were just telling people about what had happened to them. They were telling people that Jesus had risen from the dead. And it got them thrown in prison. Now, I think... We're coming up to the point, so this is where you have to start paying attention. Now, I think for a lot of us, you know... We find Christianity a bit boring, if we're honest, some of us, because we say our prayers, and sometimes God answers our prayers, which is nice. But there's not really much adventure about being a Christian for some of us. Not really. Not when you think about the Old Testament, and you know, Daniel got thrown in the lion's den for saying his prayers. That's all he was doing. He was saying his prayers 3 times a day, and that was enough to get him thrown in the lion's den. And got saved from the lions. What a story. Nothing like that's ever happened to me. I'm sure it can be arranged, but... And I just wonder whether we, this morning, need to get that sense of excitement about following Jesus back. Some of us, it's become so ordinary, so dull. But actually, all the way through the Bible, anyone who did what God told them to do, they all got into some kind of trouble or other. Some of them got out of it alive. Some of them went to spend their time with Jesus quicker than they had planned. But they lived a life that was exciting, where they would go through anything to be able to tell people about Jesus. And I read those stories, and I look at myself, and, you know, I'm looking for a job now, and I'd quite like a nice house, and if it was near the beach, that would be nice, and it would be nice if there were, a congregation full of nice people, no crazy people, no weirdos, please. You know, I've got my little list of things that I'd like. It's not that list, obviously. But, you know, but actually, Jesus says, go where I send you. It might be exciting, it might not. But your whole life, when we follow God, is up for grabs. Anything could change at any minute. And I think I want to live that kind of exciting life. I don't want to put God in a nice little box, take him out on Sundays. It's Sunday, let's go to church. Oh, it's Monday, let's put God away again and we'll see him again next Sunday when we go to church. And the truth is that even those of us who are really desperate for more of God, we do that more often than we realise. I do that more often than I realise. And I'm paid to be holy. That's what you pay me for. So, we're going to just pray. Now, I want you to pray in little groups with the people who are around you. And I want you to, just pray for each other, that we might have such an excitement about God that we're willing to experience anything that he calls us to. That we would stand in the face of opposition, that we would stand, we would do anything if God tells us to do it. So let's just pray for each other in little groups for a few moments now. Heavenly Father, help us to live lives that are committed to your cause. To live lives that are about listening to what you're saying and going out and doing it, whatever the cost. Give us ears to hear you. Lord, don't let us go out and do crazy things for no real reason. But Lord, help us to hear you. Hear what you're saying. And give us boldness to go and live that life. We ask it in Jesus' precious name. Amen. So we're going to stand together and proclaim this faith that we believe in some words that are going to come up on the screen. So let's stand together. Let us declare our faith in the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures.